USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's current lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says a taped recording of President Trump's conversation with his then-lawyer, Michael Cohen, was doctored before Cohen released it.
He's capable, I think, unfortunately, of doctoring tapes. Hasn't done that. Be hard to do it now, since we have an expert all over it.
The discussion involving then-candidate Trump in 2016 involves an alleged payment to cover up a former Playboy model's claim of an affair with Donald Trump. Giuliani telling Fox News Sunday he wants to hear the original recordings in full length. And he also says Cohen can't be trusted.
And the man is a pathological manipulator, liar.
Giuliani is saying that nothing in the recording is incriminating against President Trump. The death toll from the car fire in Northern California now up to 6. At least 800 buildings have been destroyed. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
It's the number one way that you could potentially lose your kid.
Olympic skier Bodie Miller and his wife lost their 19-month-old daughter to drowning last month. Now, Miller and his wife Morgan are talking about it, hoping to warn other parents about the dangers water poses to small children. Morgan Miller say most parents don't realize how quickly such a tragic accident can happen.
A child under 30 pounds can drown in 30 seconds, and I just keep counting to 30 in my head. That was all I needed.
The Millers spoke on NBC's Today Show. The oldest member of the nation's highest court, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, says she's not planning on going anywhere soon. Yesterday, telling reporters she plans on working another 5 years. So she's 85 now. She wants to work till 90. She's already hired law clerks for at least 2 more terms. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
USA's Rick Vincent reports on another California fire in Napa Valley.
More than a half dozen homes were destroyed in Napa County, California, when a new wildfire broke out Saturday afternoon. The Steel Fire prompted evacuations around Lake Berryessa in an area hit hard in last year's fire season. Hundreds of residents, like Chloe James, were forced to evacuate on short notice.
We're accustomed to it as the new normal, but growing up here, you know this is what you get.
Wildfire spread across California, forcing officials to extend closure of the famed Yosemite Valley by another week and maintain evacuations for thousands of people further north around Redding, where the death toll climbed to at least 5. One woman and her 2 great-grandchildren who'd been missing since Thursday died in Northern California's deadly car fire. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
People in Greece are mourning the victims of a historic and deadly wildfire. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
6 days after the wildfire sweeps through the resort area near Athens, killing at least 86 people, hundreds turned out for a memorial service in the Greek seaside resort of Mati, mourning the loss of family, neighbors, and friends. Meanwhile, dozens of volunteer divers are still searching the sea off Mati, looking for the bodies of other possible fire victims. Hundreds of people fled into the sea on July 23rd. Trying to escape those flames. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.